parents and the teachers and everybody trying to beat to the kids. The young generation, yo, what's the deal, bro, Charlie Brown? What's the deal, Charlie?
I don't know what the deal is. You have to ask my partner, then go dig.
Yo, yo, tell us, D. Tell us, D.
Confusion, G.
What's up?
Hey, oh, man. It's just another case of that OPTA.
Welcome back to Two Chicks
Whining.
I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Nina. And today's episode, we are showing love to our supporter, Joe's Package Shop. He gifted us with four light wines, perfect for the summer, yachting on Calvin's boat. One we actually did have before, but the other three is something, it's a new line that actually Yellowtail came out with.
Pure Bright.
Pure Bright. And we love Yellowtail. They gave us love. They follow us. You knew that, right?
Yes.
We love their sangria. It was the best out of the sangria podcast that we did.
We were surprised. It was very good.
And it's Pure Bright. And what these is only like 80 calories.
Low calories.
So we're going to give these a try because I haven't had any of the Pure Brights. Have you?
No.
Calvin, have you?
Negative.
Kim, no. But we have had the Moscato. This is a Moscato.
Yes! That's not me this time.
Nor me. That was
okay,
Kim.
Okay, that was Kim.
So
we're going to drink all of it just so she gets.
So we actually had this when we did the Moscato podcast. So I don't remember how this ranked either. You remember, Calvin?
Do you remember my taste? I don't remember.
I know how it tastes.
I know, but do you remember?
Because you took it home.
Kim took it home.
I love it.
Okay.
I think the Stella Rosa. The Stella Rosa was
our favorite. Yeah, that was a favorite.
But I think this was the second one. And this is the Moscato that they actually sell at Olive Garden. So I assume this is, because I asked him to give us four of his best top selling
really?
Wines.
And three of them are Yellowtail.
Yeah.
You're bright.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, I understand.
I need to see some paperwork on that one.
Wines, not liquor. Wines. Wines.
We still need to see the paperwork. All Yellowtail. Okay.
Okay. So I understand why the Moscato would be, because it's a popular wine at Olive Garden. It's popular at the grocery store. It's popular at the package shops, liquor stores. So you want to try that one first?
Yes.
Just get the sweet ones out the way.
Pastello.
And it's Pioggi. Is that how you pronounce it?
Pioggi.
Pioggi. Pioggi. Pioggi.
That wasn't that the third one?
Pioggi?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Because we all had the same issue with the name.
Yeah.
Poggio.
Poggio. It looked like Pogo.
I'm going to stop.
Stop. Thank you.
Just stop.
Well, you guys not to like heavy. It. You're gulping.
You got a gulp.
I mean, you got a good size in that glass.
We like to drink.
Oh.
We like to drink.
Well, it doesn't smell like Moscato. I'm about to go back and look at the show again and then be like, see how we thought then and then now.
Oh, this tastes good.
I told you.
You never had this before, Shaniqua?
Was I on that show?
No, you wasn't.
No, you wasn't.
That was Robin.
Oh.
Yay.
It was, I can't remember how this one tastes.
You're about to find out.
Okay.
You gulped that one, y'all. That was a shot for you, huh?
How did
it
taste?
Was a shot. It's delicious.
It's good.
It's going to be gone.
Oh, shoot. It's okay.
It's really good. It's good. I remember this one. It was good.
Yeah.
You remember now?
It's a little acidic.
A little.
It's not as sweet as you would think a Moscato is.
Nope.
It's like a good medium balance Moscato. And the thing I think when we did that Moscato episode was that not all Moscatos are overly sweet. And that's the misconception that people have about Moscatos.
You guys don't think this is sweet? This is sweet to
it's
me.
Not overly
it's not
sweet,
overly though. Sweet.
Most
not,
Moscatos I've had taste like sugar.
See, I'm not a Moscato girl, so. Yeah.
I don't think this is good, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I don't. But yeah, I would buy people. This, and this is 7% alcohol.
The T by C, that's it.
T by C.
I actually buy this Moscato.
I actually pay
money for it,
and it's under $10. So like,
it's good.
All these wines are under $10.
I mean, we hit it this Sunday with the prices. We're in the range. Low. Yeah. Hey, low.
You all right?
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Was there another show before this show?
She's just happy to be here.
She's just happy to be here today.
I'm happy Kim's back.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're back.
And last week.
You were missed.
Yeah, you were missed, Kim. And she wasn't, like, feeling it last week because she had a happy Saturday last week.
A happy ending in her eye.
Happy ending.
Happy ending.
Happy
Yay.
Ending.
She had a happy ending.
Sunday was recovery day.
What did
day.
I do Saturday? I don't remember.
No,
not
me.
Me.
Oh, Shaniqua.
Shaniqua?
Yeah, so Sunday was recovery, and these clowns was clowning me and talking about Popeye.
Happy birthday.
And, you know what I mean? But it's all love. I got a tough exterior.
Yeah, we know.
You had no choice.
Yeah. I know, right? But
tough
I was
exterior.
Healed.
The burn marks.
I was
tough
healed.
Exterior.
Yeah. I almost said something, but I'm.
I know you did.
Y'all play. Back to the wines.
Back to the show. Why we are here.
Right. What are we doing next?
Let's do your Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon already?
Yeah. Come on and chug that thing.
Did you get another glass? I could have sworn you drunk it already.
That was me.
Oh, this is Alki over here. Alki to the left.
Alki to the left, Alki to the right. Alki in the middle, Alki all night.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I think you
bright,
put a little too much for the first
bright,
shot.
What? Bright.
Huh?
Bright.
Pure Bright.
Pure Bright. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a new line that actually Yellowtail, I guess it's been out for about a year.
I think it's geared towards those of us that's trying to keep our figure.
Right. Because wine has a lot of alcohol.
So this is less
calories. Has a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Has a lot of sugar.
80 calories.
Yeah.
So with
it's
it
like
being
that Fit Vine, I guess, because you know that Fit Vine, a lot of people are into mm-hmm. that type of wine.
So my question at that point, is it less alcohol in this thing?
What's the alcohol on this?
Yeah, they're really low. This is 8.5.
That's not too bad though.
No, they all are 8.5. They all
I
three
thought
of
one
them.
Of them was
because my question, like when it comes to like low calorie, whatever alcohol, I'm just gonna drink more.
Okay, the Chardonnay is 9.6.
Yeah, I thought one of them was different.
The Chardonnay is 9.6 and it's 85 calories. So the Pinot Grigio and the Sauvignon are 80 calories and.
But this is the thing I'm still kind of confused about.
What?
So we don't really put calorie on wine anyway. So how we know it's a difference? You know what I'm saying? Like you never go to a bottle and be like, "Oh, this one has 100 calories in it."
I know I don't, but there are certain people who look at that type of stuff.
But this it's not is it on a bottle? Is it on a wine bottle? The calorie intake?
Is calories on that Moscato? I don't know. I don't look at that.
I don't think it's on most bottles of wine. What the calorie intake is.
Well, and you're probably right, but I guess this is what sells because we know that, we know that most wines are heavy with
sugar.
Mm-hmm. Calories are high.
Yeah. So especially white wines to me have higher calories than red ones.
Yeah.
But so your calorie intake and sugar intake is not the same. So, like, it could be still 80, but high in sugar.
You're going too far, bub.
I'm just saying.
He's educating people.
I'm just saying, like, it's putting that on a bottle doesn't really mean much to me, really.
Just kind of how they slap organic on everything.
There you go, yeah.
It's just
like,
a selling
no way
point.
Organic is a seedless watermelon. I'm sorry. That's not organic.
That is not organic.
That's not organic. Y'all need to stop that.
I don't know. This tastes like water.
Right.
It tastes like water that was left in dirty water.
It's stale water?
It's like...
I don't know. It's just... It has no...
It has taste. That light...
We need
it's
some
very
vodka.
Light.
The vodka won't fix this. We got to mix this with a Moscato.
No, we're not going to do that.
We may have to mix all three of them after a while.
Yeah, you probably need to do that.
Because this is supposed to be... Did you taste citrus?
I don't taste anything.
No, it's flat. It's flat.
It tastes very flat.
So it's like it tastes like a flavored... It tastes like a... You know how you have those... The sparkling waters with the flavor in it. It tastes like a flat one of those.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, you ain't finished. We moving right along today.
Yeah,
we ain't excited,
we
huh?
Got nothing else in here.
That's your fault, Calvin.
Can we open this one?
I don't care.
We gonna
what
need
you
it.
Mean you don't care? It ain't up to you.
Oh, it's not?
No, we haven't
been. Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. That's not up. That's not for discussion right now. That water. That
You're
bottle,
so controlling. You need to ease up off the gas.
I need some compassion.
I wish somebody would give her some.
Some wine is what she means. You need That's what she means, some wine. Some
How about
wine.
Any? Do we need to go to some stores or something? Let's go on a field trip.
Oh, God.
Two chicks whining at the store.
At Sunset Novelty. Here you go.
Lori! We just trying to be it. We you just trying to be it. Discreet.
Yes. Yeah, I know who's trying.
It's because it's exactly why. That's why she all over the place. She be doing. That's why. There it is.
I think that actually that
this one tastes a little better.
That idea is not too far fetched, though.
What?
Do a wine show
on the road
at a novelty
store. At a novelty store.
Okay,
that would be so fun.
Our marketing person needs to get that. Okay, so the Pinot Grigio,
I'm on it.
I know you are.
I don't know about this one either.
You don't like it?
Dang.
I thought it's a little bit better.
It is better than the Sauvignon Blanc.
Can I just say this? We get what they're trying to do.
We get it.
Low calorie. We get
right.
it.
Right.
But it's weird.
I wouldn't buy it.
This is more.
And they said this is the top. These are top sellers.
I guess. Okay. This one to me is a little
insider
bit...
trading on that.
This one is more apples. It tastes a little bit more apples.
I need something to cleanse my palate. Give me one of those cherry tomatoes.
I don't know.
Stretch, thank you.
You finish it, though.
We don't waste no liquor now.
That one's not bad, though.
It's not as bad as a Sauvignon Blanc to me. You taste more of apples.
Yeah.
It's dry.
The aftertaste is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it's really artificial on the back. But
and maybe that's what's in here. You think so? You think maybe it's
just
some
a different type of sugar, like an artificial sugar, you think? That's making it.
I don't know.
Just
is that what it says on the bottle, Shaniqua? Or I'm not feeling that one. It's like I need something to.
No turbinado in here, is it?
Turbinado.
It's different. Not, it's very watered.
I would want to research how they made it. In my opinion, I think it's just early wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's younger grapes that they're using, and that's the reason why, you think?
Calvin,
yeah.
Can you? Oh, and it says it's vegan.
Oh, God. That's
it's
another
vegan.
Thing.
It's not hard to be vegan.
Listen, read this chart, Calvin. I can't figure out what's going on. I just see numbers.
Because you... You need readers?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that? What are you talking about?
It basically just says what they're... See, this is what I'm saying. So this is, like, you can have... If the complaint is sugar,
mm-hmm.
then this doesn't make any sense because their Yellowtail regular is 107 calories, about 0.6 grams of carbs.
And?
But this is 80 calories, 0.7 grams of carbs. So you still have... More sugar in this. I mean, it's not by much, but the complaint shouldn't be the sugar part because you can put as much sugar as you want and still have a low calorie drink. But it just doesn't make any.
It's
get
dry.
It. I understand. Like you want,
yeah.
But no one that's drinking like that wants a good wine is like, oh, the calories in that is amazing. It's terrible. You know, I don't think that's. That shouldn't be a complaint if you want a good drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want a wine cooler, cool. That's good. That's great.
And that's where it's kind of getting me. I think it's more of like a cooler.
But
in
don't
a
they
sense.
Have a cooler anyway? Don't
Yellowtail? Or does Yellowtail? I don't
gotta
think
research
so.
That. I think they have a cooler.
Do I'll they?
Let me see. I might be thinking of another.
This is Stepfoot's wife's wine. This is Stepfoot's. Soccer moms?
Yeah.
Come on,
I mean,
Peter.
It could be a drink you take, you know, to a...
That's your British?
Come on, Peter. It's time to go to soccer.
You need to do an Australian...
And listen.
Do an Australian accent because it's an Australian wine.
Oh. Was I don't that, know if
was
I
that
can
your
do.
Australian
that Geechee? Was my Geechee Australian.
Do it. Do it. What did you say?
She just sounded the same way she always does.
Put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah. I sound like a Geechee girl.
So no, they don't have
be hating on my Geechee-ness.
They don't my have gulliness. A cooler, but I mean this is, I guess this would be kind of the range. But the second one ain't that bad.
No, but that Sauvignon is a disappointment, and I'm a Sauvignon girl.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, yeah, can't do that one.
Do you guys want to, like, let's combine all three? Yeah, or do you guys want to touch?
Well, we got to finish the last one first.
I know, but I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I don't want that much. I don't want that much. Listen, Cynthia.
That might be the good one, though.
Out. Let me just try it out first.
Smell like Chardonnay.
Ooh, it smells good.
Mm-hmm. Smell you buttery.
Smell it?
Okay. That one is actually good. This one is good.
I knew that. That's the highest.
But this one. Yeah, this is the one.
And it's 85 calories. I'm sorry. Don't mess up the calorie intake on wine because if you make it if it's going to taste bad.
I actually like the yellow. This one is the.
I knew that was going to be the best one.
Calvin, you say that every podcast.
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
But that one I knew.
Yeah, you say it every podcast.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, got my lineup.
Usually it starts with. What's your lineup?
The Moscato.
What?
The Chardonnay.
The Snob.
For
like
real?
The Moscato first.
The Pinot Grigio and then the Sauvignon.
I'm glad I'm not a snob no more. I feel good.
I'm not a snob either.
But that means that there won't be much of that Moscato for Kim.
Oh, it's horrible. Don't
she probably got some at home.
I do have some in the refrigerator already ready. Because it's a really light drink.
Yeah.
It's flavorful.
It tastes like juice to me.
But it
like
does
a nice
leave,
little juice.
It does leave a little aftertaste.
What, the Moscato or the Chardonnay?
Yeah. The Chardonnay.
Yeah,
after you drink it.
It does.
It's like a little aftertaste.
Tongue.
It's kind of like...
little residue on the tongue. Yeah, I don't get that.
It's got to be something they put in it to kind of
maybe it's
not
because
make it
low
bad.
Calorie. You know,
I just
when
don't
you think,
of
diet drinks.
Yeah,
the taste is not the same as the regular.
I just really don't think these are the top sellers. I don't.
I think it's just new.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
they
what
pushing
it is.
It?
Either it's new or
no
it's
way.
Not moving like they want it to move.
It's Supporter Sunday. And we appreciate the love.
We appreciate everything, but you're gonna get my honesty about the alcohol.
Yeah, Joe. Is that his name?
No.
But anyway,
I wouldn't buy them. I would buy this one though.
The Moscato.
Yeah, I'll buy the
Poggio. The Poggio. So mine is the Poggio, the Chardonnay. Then the Pinot Grigio, and then the Sauvignon
Blanc
same as would
mine.
Be different. But I would not let it waste, though, people.
Question, Nina, can you save these? Can you make something out of these?
Yeah, I could.
What can you make out of these?
Oh, shit. I said shoot.
No, she didn't. Everybody heard her. Everybody heard her.
No editing.
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Well, I would tell you, I really think they would go bad fast.
What do you mean go bad?
Like
because it's already.
No, I don't think they'll go bad.
They might be the ones that kind of might get better.
I don't think these would go bad. Usually white wines, it's about a week if you keep it refrigerated. So I don't think that they would go bad. That's all right. Once you mix it up with liquor, it'll
be fine.
Well,
you can mix everything, though.
I mean, can you make
we can make a little sangria out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe do like a pineapple sangria.
Like with more of a tropic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some mango in it, and I'll hook it up. Some peach, some coconut rum.
Kiwi. I like kiwi.
I do, too, and mangoes.
Mangoes?
I like mangoes.
Yeah, I'll hook it up. Maybe I'll put some tequila in it. Maybe tequila would be better than rum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll figure it out, and I'll post it
so
on Instagram.
Are we on the same, like, order?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you say?
Yeah,
we, her and I are.
Moscato. I mean,
what's your lineup?
If there was another Pure Bright, I would like to taste like all four to kind of rate each Pure Bright.
I think it's just in the whites. Let me see if they sell them in the reds. I think they're just whites.
But yeah, I'm
maybe like, that's why it's bright, pure bright.
Yeah, I'm gonna pure walk right past it. Deuces.
Deuces. No, we're gonna make this work because we don't waste anything around here.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we're gonna make it work. I just forgot the vodka at home.
You don't have to worry about.
No, no, this is this is gonna be gone because we don't really have anything to fall back on today. But I knew that.
That
I already kind of knew that.
There'll be no drinking and there'll be no drugs.
Right, Nana.
You know, one of our listeners, shout out to Kim, not this Kim, but another Kim. She knows who she is. And she was like, oh, I just love y'all. Kim that went to school with us.
We love you back.
Saxon.
Hey, Kim girl.
And she
we love you too.
I love y'all. She was like, oh, y'all are so funny, especially when y'all have y'all little clips.
I don't know what the thing is about these clips.
Y'all like making fun of us, huh?
I don't either.
They're laughing with us. They're laughing with us.
Or
not
at us.
At us. Well, they are laughing. I laugh at us, too, because we are kind of goofy.
I do, especially your clips last week.
Shut up.
What you doing?
I was like,
everybody's not a professional photographer like you, Calvin.
Yeah, you are good. You are good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank so you. the pure brights are only in the whites.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Yellowtail, we love you. We love you. I love Yellowtail. I do. And I love your sangria. I love your
this
regular.
Was an experiment.
It was an experiment. Yeah,
but I mean, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
I think they can do very well with it. Yeah. I mean, I still consider it a boat drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You don't want to,
you
know.
Boat
I love y'all Chardonnay. I mean, y'all were one of the first ones as an adult that I bought Chardonnay.
I just always liked the logo, like being a kangaroo and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like jumping.
Jumping. Good day, mate.
Well, good day, mate.
That's your Australian.
You need to practice that.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the shout out to the shirts.
Charmaine
Wells.
Okay, did you spell it for everybody?
It's the T by Charmaine. It's underscore the T. That's T E E.
Right.
By C.
Okay, one more time.
Underscore.
Okay, underscore first.
The T E E.
Uh huh.
By B Y and the letter C.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the T
awesome.
By C.
The T by C.
Okay, yeah. Girl. I hate it.
Because they jelly of my shirt.
She's awesome. Good stuff. Good work.
Good stuff. Good work. We should sell these. Two chicks whining.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What was the song you had us play earlier for the intro? That was by
the BTA, Leaders of the New School.
So how
picking
do you,
it back.
How do you feel about school right now?
Ooh, well, my son has been in school since last week. Thursday was his first day.
Like at school? In a
no,
building?
No, no. He's not in school. So you know my son's an athlete.
Yeah.
So we had a talk with the head of school. So you have the option. You can either go on campus or you're doing the hybrid learning. Everybody does remote learning on Mondays. So I guess they do their deep cleaning on Mondays. But I told him, I was like, listen, because my son was scared to go.
And he really?
Yeah. He has concerns, and I have concerns as well as his father. So we were like, you know, you're an athlete. I don't know how that's going to work, you know. But this little drunk over here, he ends up
wait,
all
pause.
The attention.
Wait a minute. So she's over
baby,
here
I love her.
All of the wines.
I love her. Go ahead and mix mine then.
I
did
just
you mix
see-
this one too?
Yeah, I put all four wines together.
Okay.
I just want to see.
But so back the last
to,
one is Chardonnay.
Yeah.
So
so that's
we made a decision. Because, see, if he's an athlete, so he would be in school for a total of 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll feel safer if he goes for two because he's an athlete in practice versus going 10 hours a day, you know? And then he's at least he's outside. He's not confined to the building and everything like that. And it's working. So it was two reasons why I chose to go hybrid. Of course, it was COVID. And when the pandemic hit, the kids were still in school, and my son actually did amazing from home.
Yeah.
So he did better at home.
He did better at home.
Okay.
And he likes the setup.
So is the school giving y'all that option?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
but not all schools are, because the public schools, they're not given that option.
Oh, really?
Not everywhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the public schools.
What you said, Kim? I didn't hear you.
It's not an option.
Yeah.
So you have to go to the building.
No, you have to stay home.
You stay home. Okay.
Oh, so you there's no campus learning at all.
No, no campus learning. So everything is virtual.
So do they provide?
Yeah. How did that work out? Like with
laptops.
The teachers had the option. That's where we're different than your school.
Okay.
The teachers had the option to either come into school and do virtual or stay at home to do virtual. So most people they had like several surveys. And if you have kids, your kids can't come into the building, so you have to make that sacrifice and stay home.
Yeah.
And monitor your kids while they're doing their work as well as teach other people's children. Right. So the ones who are parents are really working hard.
Yeah.
Because there is no slack given.
Devil time.
Because they're being parents and teachers at the same time.
So is it a lot of teachers is actually electing to stay home? Do you find
most people elect to stay home?
Okay.
My building is probably it is the second largest staff.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in middle school. So Kim is at a school that's K-8.
K-8.
Yeah.
And our school is the second largest staff. And I want to say the majority of our staff, it may be 40 teachers who come to work. And some of those are parents, but they have kids and they send them to daycare.
Uh-huh.
That works for them.
Yeah, because that's a lot of
daycare is, you know.
Yeah, a lot of our customers, that's what they're doing too, is like a lot of these daycares have set it up whereas they know the curriculum that's being taught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they send their kids to the daycare, whereas they can be around other kids, not as many, but they can be around other kids and still have that setting. Because I think sometimes kids need that structure. Being at home sometimes, I don't think that's always a good thing.
Yeah, it's like having a gym at home. Yeah.
Yeah, you get lazy.
So it's for you, like, for the teachers. Yeah, you're on. For the teachers that are going to school without, I guess, not remote teaching.
We're still remote teaching, but we're just not at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I chose to go to school.
Yeah.
Because it's a larger space, and it helps me to remember that it's work.
Yeah.
So remote learning is the only option.
Remote
the option is
the
just
option.
Either the teachers come and go on campus, or they're going to do it from home.
Correct.
Okay. And that's with the public school system. Now, the private schools are doing it different in Savannah.
Yeah. So you have the option.
Okay.
So I was doing, Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
I did a few of their football players' photos for graduation stuff.
I think that's who we're playing.
Yeah,
Bethesda first.
They're doing practice, but they don't start school until I guess they started on last Wednesday.
But all those kids actually live on campus that go to Bethesda?
Well, some
some do.
Some do.
Yeah, it's an option.
It's an option.
So like you have a few that do and some that don't, but they still have to like go into school. I think with private schools, since the numbers are relatively a little bit lower anyway, it's easier.
Yeah.
I think when I was in private school, there's like 10 people in my class, and two of us were in a higher grade than the other ones. So it's like, so you can social distance a lot better.
Correct.
And there's no school busing. Exactly.
I mean, people criticize Savannah Chatham, but they don't realize the liability that a school system of this size has.
Well, it's funny you say they shouldn't criticize because they just everyone that's criticizing is not looking at the bigger picture. I got a homegirl in Virginia. She's a teacher. So they started school early August. Since she started, she's been quarantined 2 times since school started. Because when more than one kid tests positive, everybody quarantines.
Right. Shut everything
so
down.
She's missed 28 days of school, and they started early August. So they pretty much haven't really been in school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I guess. So it's like, why would you even, like, it just seems like it's a backwards. Like, you're not really doing it. You're quarantined the whole time. So even when you quarantine, can you even teach? No.
Well, I think, like, in Effingham, which is a county outside of Chatham County. Savannah is Chatham County for y'all who are listening from someplace else. So we're in Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. So Chatham County is Savannah, and Effingham County is Rankin and Springfield, and that's still on the outskirts of Savannah. Mm-hmm. They actually have some kids that tested, but yet they're still going to school, though. right?
Right, right. Because that county is so much smaller
it is,
than
yeah.
Savannah. Chatham, yeah. Yeah. What people don't realize, because they compare us to places in Florida that are still going to school and other places in Georgia. But when you look at Paulding County, you can't compare Paulding County to Chatham County mm-hmm. because it's a smaller county. You know, Atlanta is made up of so many
different
counties. Yeah. It's a huge metropolitan when right. you put them together. But when you separate them, it's different. I praise our school board and our superintendent for, you know, what they are doing. Yeah. It's hard. It costs a lot of money
yep.
for the things that they are doing. But they are truly trying to make sure that every child is educated and safe. And every
and
adult.
And not left behind as well.
Right. And every adult is safe. So I applaud my school system, my superintendent, because her policy is she's not going to open the schools back up to face-to-face contact until the science says that it is safe.
So my science. Question at that point, like I agree with that too, but there's also the other perspective of I don't have any kids, of course, but talking in that, like I'm a parent whose kid's at home and I got to go to work. How does that affect the decisions?
I mean, there are a lot of negatives to virtual learning. Mm-hmm. Some people need more time with the teacher. Mm-hmm. So they have set up a system which they think will combat if there are any problems. First, let me say that they ordered 14,000 Chromebooks.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to make sure everybody is one-to-one. One-to-one means every child has a computer of their own. They don't have to share. Because at the end of last year when we were thrust into this, each house was given a computer. And it was very hard, like at a school where I am, if you have a kindergartner, a third grader, a sixth grader, and an eighth grader.
Sharing
so
one
all
computer.
Share one computer. Yeah. So the system ordered 14,000 Chromebooks so that, you know, at least we can get one-to-one, not necessarily in the pre-grades, but in the grades that normally tested, 3, 5, 8 in high school. Mm-hmm. But high school schedule is a little different than ours, but 3, 5, 8, because there are more high schools are on a 4x4. That mm-hmm. means they only see 2 classes a day. My school, we see everyone every day.
And you teach middle school
I
English.
Teach middle school. And we see everyone every day. Monday, Tuesdays are instructional days. Wednesday is when we do our deep cleaning. All board offices are closed. All schools are closed. The buildings are closed. But we are still working.
Yeah.
Now, my school allows for Wednesday. Well, every school in the district, let me say that. Wednesday is a day to have 101, small groups. It's a day that students, they still check in, but that's when they get to do any independent learning. I tell my kids, well, I told them every day last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For them, this is going to be the introduction to high school and college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about you learning
to work
by yourself.
Independently.
Yeah. Independently.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And I told them that if you go to college, you're going to have online courses.
Yeah.
You know, where the teacher is going to instruct on one day and expect you to have whatever is ready 3 days later. So, you know, for them, I think this is really good mm-hmm. because it's teaching them to be independent, to be responsible. You know, I think it's going to teach all of us
yeah.
because the teachers are working so much harder. It is yeah. so much easier to go in and teach every single day
in front of people
than
compared to doing it online.
Right, because yes. Chatham County bought a learning management system. It's called It's Learning, and it's difficult, you know, for older people to grasp something that is completely new.
And if you're a parent and if you work on a job whereas you're not in front of a computer all the time, I think sometimes it would be hard for
it's
you to try to understand what your child, now if your child is being challenged and then you are also being challenged, that can make, you know.
I was going to say that, like, do you think this brings, where you're now at home having to do virtual learning, do you think it brings school back into the household. Yeah, what I mean by that, so it's like you have to.
Yeah, you have to. You're starting now to be invested in your child's education.
You have no choice.
But then you have then you have a lot of young parents that has to go out and work, and then it the responsibility falls on their parent, and they're not really computer savvy.
Right.
So then what happens?
Well, in that case, the responsibility does need to be on the parents.
It really does.
It does. So, you know, when they go to school.
But there's excuses.
When they go to school, it's like, you gone.
Right.
It's like a babysitter. You know, it's not like.
Exactly. Yeah. And you come back and tell me what you learned, if it's that.
So
this is placing it more so in the home where the parent has to regulate.
They have more responsibility on their hands now. So these people that's picketing outside the schools, open up the schools, we got to go to work. You don't want to take the time with your child to teach them. Now you see what the
You're not teaching your child is still being taught.
They're
by
still
a
being taught,
teacher.
But
you just making sure your child is going on there
saying,
and
like,
doing what
it's
they're
more
supposed
more like
to
I don't
do.
Want to. I can't be home to babysit. Right. But at the end of the day, you're like no. You still need to be the parent.
You still need to
like school is just school.
So are there programs out there to help that you know of? Are there programs out there to help parents who may not be computer literate try to figure out?
Well, really, they don't need to be computer literate to help their child.
Okay.
Because that's my job.
Yeah. Okay.
My job is to teach your child. Your job is to make a place for your child to learn.
Right. The problem is your child is there and you can't just leave. Like you would normally leave.
Right. And I know that becomes a problem for some people when they have to go to work.
Right.
So are there
would you rather your child be in a situation where your child might be sick and bring something home to your house?
But they don't be thinking that way.
No, because they don't want to test.
Long run anymore.
Right.
I don't
they
understand
don't.
That. It's
they
like,
don't.
But just look at this. I explained this to somebody yesterday. Just think. Just using Chatham County as an example. You have a child and you send your child to school on a bus. And on that bus is at least 36 kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 36 different houses and a bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
So your child gets off and goes into your school. And if they go into my school, K-8, it's 1,300 kids at least. I don't know the exact number. It's 1,386 or something like that. So if your child goes into the cafeteria and there are lots of kids in the cafeteria, your child is going to infect everybody in that cafeteria, including the cafeteria workers and the custodians.
But
the bus still goes to another,
another school.
It goes to pick up another group of children and goes to another school, and those people go out. So you're infecting everyone.
And people don't think that way. So when I was having a discussion with my head of schools, I said, listen, I don't know. Everybody does not have the same approach when it comes to this virus. Everybody doesn't think the same. I don't know what they do once they leave their house. It's great that you're temperature checking. It's great that you're cleaning the schools. All that is great, but not everybody shows symptoms. Not everybody has a temperature. So I don't feel comfortable for my son to go out there not knowing that this person is not taking responsibility or accountability. They just doing whatever because they think it's a trick of the government or it's not a real. No.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, like, you don't really even have a symptom for 7 to 14 days.
Right.
But in that process, you still can transmit or you can pass it on.
And symptoms are different for different
everybody.
People.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny because I had. And everyone doesn't really get it, but that still doesn't change anything. Like,
and in different levels of it.
And it's, exactly.
It's and different. My son has an underlying issue, according to the CDC.
And I'm going to tell you this. What's funny is this.
And a neurological problem.
Athletes, like, no. So we all follow the scale of what's obese, what's not obese, right?
Yeah.
Someone put it in. So if you play football and you are a lineman, you are obese starting at the middle school level. So if you look at it as, okay, well, you have obesity is an underlying issue, that means many athletes that play this, that play sports, no doubt they may have, like, you know, a better cardiovascular system than most, but you still have underlying conditions. I have asthma. I think I still have asthma, but, like, that's an issue. If I'm supposed to be aware of the dangers of coronavirus, but it's just like, people aren't thinking, like, so many people are so afraid of using their liberty or their freedom And in fact, they're using that same freedom to voice their opinion, which is cool. But this is way bigger than that. This is a sickness that can affect a lot of people, and it has. You look at us now. There's countries and there's countries in the world now that don't even worry about this because they did those things they needed to do to get rid of it. We sitting here arguing about who goes to school or not.
Right.
Why?
Well, because it comes from the head.
Yeah.
So people look up to the head of state. Yeah. If the head of state is nonchalant, then people going to be nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
So is there, wasn't there, what weren't they trying to pass a bill for these parents that couldn't work, like some type of FMLA or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I feel for people who have, you know, children and they have to go to work.
Yeah.
Right. So are there, like, does the Board of Education here in Savannah, do they have any type of programs to help those parents who have to go to work and they don't have anybody to stay home with their kids?
I'm not aware of anything. Yeah. But let me tell you what the board is doing. Besides buying those 14,000 computers, they have internet buses. And these buses, and they go and they sit all day in certain areas.
It's so a Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So that the people can connect who don't have internet.
That's good to know.
That's right. Good.
And we still have breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we still have lunch.
Yep.
So no child has to be hungry. Everybody at my school gets breakfast for free. Now, lunch goes on your parents, you know.
Whether or not you get reduced or free lunch or whatever.
Right, right.
So you get to
eat. So is it same situation as a bus that brings food to people, or how does that work?
The bus goes to a certain point in the neighborhood.
And then you pick up.
And the kids come and pick it up.
Yeah.
And everybody's still working. Cafeteria staff still working. You know, bus monitors, you know, they're in schools. You know, Dr. Levette is really trying to make sure that she does not interrupt anybody's salary. Yeah.
That's good.
So this is where I have a problem with any like, all right. So I might sound really, really rude, but just hear my perspective. So there's a lot of parents who work schedule has never changed ever, correct? There's a lot of kids who go to school, some who don't. They come home to an empty house, sometimes no food. What makes it a difference when you're saying, hey, we're going to put all these things in place for you? If your kid has to stay home, he's going to be fine. Why is it such an outrage now that you weren't home anyway?
Those aren't the people who are complaining.
So who is complaining?
The people who are complaining are the people that don't believe this virus is.
Right.
The people that you're talking about, they're going along with the system because that's what they use. The system.
Yeah.
It's the people who do not wear masks.
Because you're telling them what to do.
Their child needs to be in school. Your child is going to get the same education in school.
As you would.
I think that they're getting a better education at home. Yeah. Because now the teacher has to be super prepared.
Yeah.
You still have all of the regulations. If you have 504, you still get all of those accommodations. If you're an exceptional child, you still get two teachers in a classroom. You still.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and then people complain about Zoom. Well, Zoom has breakout rooms. I use them. Microsoft Teams, we use those. They have breakout rooms properly. I use Zoom because Zoom is more effective for me and my students. I had a person call me who retired from the school system, and she said, Kim, y'all know some of these kids don't know how to use a computer. Well,
that's not true.
It's not true.
No, it's not.
Because we use computers every day in the school system.
Yeah.
You can't tell me if a child can use a phone,
they can use a computer. They can use
a computer. It's the same thing.
And some of my kids use the phone.
Yeah, for Zoom.
Some of them actually use the phone to do assignments and everything else. Because, you know, our job was at the beginning of the school year, find out who has a computer, who has internet.
Mm-hmm.
So that the system can know where they need to send everything.
So Chatham County is doing their due diligence.
They're putting things in place.
So it's no reason why anybody to public school in Chatham County don't have options. Because they are there.
Yeah.
Right.
And let me just say this too before you continue. So everyone that's have an issue with online learning. So let's say since 2002, University System of Georgia, colleges
have been online.
WebCT has been a pain in everyone's butt for a long time. And guess what? I'm paying tuition to online do classes. So that's not an issue. So you're right. So I'm glad you cleared it up. Like, I thought it was people just saying, you know what?
Making excuses.
These are people who really don't believe that.
If the virus is real.
If the virus isn't real, this is the most strategic joke in the whole entire universe ever in existence.
I saw on Facebook, it was actually a teacher from Paulding County. It was a teacher who took a part of the emails that parents were sending out that said to not test your child. If your child is sick, just let them stay home. If they're sick with the virus, if they're just sick, you know, the email actually said, you know, when your child is sick and when your child is not, stop sending your children if they're sick, but we have to go to school. Why do we have to go to school? Why? I mean, what is so important about that building? I understand that people have to work. They have to make arrangements.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's probably the only thing that I feel bad about. But other than that, and you say your child needs extra help. Okay, so on Wednesday, your child can get any extra help from any of their teachers because that's all we're doing. At my school, school starts at 8, it ends at 2. 2 o'clock, if your child needs help, 2 to 3, your child can get help. Each teacher has office hours. My office hours are 2 to 3 every afternoon because I get off the Zoom at 2 o'clock. My kids in my school, they get a break after each class. I think 2 of the breaks are 15 minutes. The rest of them are 30-minute breaks. And they get a 45-minute lunch. That's more than they would get if they were in the building. 20 minutes is the max for lunch. So Thursday and Friday are regular days. And I just think virtual learning, the way it's set up in Chatham County, is going to benefit the child more so than the teacher because we have to work extremely hard. Mm-hmm. And it's going to enlighten children and give them more responsibilities. Of course, there are going to be a lot of responsibilities for parents as well.
And I think we stay home in summertime. What's different?
Yeah, I think one of the concerns for me, because you said you were just concerned about the parents and it interfering with their work. A concern for me is a lot of domestic violence that goes through. So sometimes these kids, when they leave home in the morning and go to school, and so now they don't have that. So they're with crazy all day. So they may be getting their ass kicked on that 15-minute break. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a crazy perspective that I didn't even think about until you said that.
In Florida,
yeah.
The boyfriend killed the mom.
And the child was on Zoom.
While the child was on Zoom. It's just, I don't know.
So that's heavy for me.
That's heavy, too.
So, Kim, do you know, have you talked to your students about, like, how do your students feel about doing
virtual learning.
Virtual learning versus going on campus. Have you heard any discussion from your kids?
I mean, we talk about it, you know, because the first 2 weeks of school for me is about making that connection. And I try to tell new teachers that, you know, the most powerful thing that you can do as a teacher is to make connections.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have a child, I put it in my grasp because they know that I care about them. Then they want to know everything I know. And I told my daughter, Cassandra, when she started teaching, I said, people don't care what you know until they know you care.
Right.
So we've talked about it for the last 3 days about virtual learning. They're okay with it. You know, that's 3 days in.
I think for some kids, they're going to thrive in this because there's not that added. For me, I would say, honestly, for me, it would be difficult because I did better. Because I'm a competition kind of person. Mm-hmm. So when you did better, I did better situation. Or when I did better, everyone did better.
Yeah, some people need. Did do that. Some people need to be around
people. It would be difficult for me, but I think I would get it. I mean, there was a point where, like I said, I was in private school. There wasn't many people in my classroom. You know, you have summer things where I did, you know, that you had to be by yourself. Where I had to, like, call on the self-motivation to get me through. But at the end of the day, it's like, you still can do it, but I really, like, my heart right now hurts for what Shaniqua just said because I think about that I don't think about that. And there's kids that I have come in contact with that have to get away from home. Mm-hmm. And now they can't get away from home.
Right.
So it's like, that's, it's just, my brain's just, right. Yeah, it just sucks because.
They don't have an outreach, basically.
They don't. And that's that same home where that kid might get a computer and he may not get a computer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, he can get a computer.
What I'm saying is the abuse.
I'm saying the computer, Chatham County is going to give them a computer. All they have to do is say, I don't have electronics in my house. And we're going to give them a Chromebook to use. And we're going to try to get them internet. So,
I'm hands down, good job, Chatham County. Like, I wouldn't know that
it's
unless you
perfect.
Said so.
Yeah. It's not perfect.
But what school system is
learning.
Perfect, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the school system is perfect.
The thing is, this is supposed to be temporary. We're just trying to do this to.
Was supposed to start school back in September, right?
Originally, the teachers started back July 27th or something like that, and the kids started back the first week in August.
Okay.
So they just delayed it a week. We had 2 weeks of in training, the teachers did. Because, you know, they bought new systems and we have to get accustomed to teaching virtually just like the kids have to get accustomed to learning virtually. Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be goods and bads. The thing is we have to buckle down and bear with it until science says it is safe to be face-to-face.
And to the people who still don't think this is a true thing, what can you say to that? Like, what can we?
I mean, people are dying, and isn't Georgia
is up there.
We on the rise, honey. Yes.
The highest. Yeah. Yeah. Chatham County is going down, but Georgia because
we're not
is
doing
the
what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Let me tell you. So
our governor now says that we should wear a mask.
What?
Now.
Yeah. So it's funny. Like, if you go out of Chatham County, I went to last weekend? I shot a wedding in Jessup, and Jessup's small. So I know, I definitely know, I understand the demographic of Jessup. But I walked into the gas station with my mask on, and everyone was looking like I was crazy. No one had their mask on. I was like, well, I'm not from here, so I don't know y'all, period, anyway. Right. So at the end of the day, like, I'm just protecting myself.
And
but the girl at the counter was like, you don't have to wear a mask here. And I was like, yeah.
Yes, I do.
I
have to wear a mask anywhere.
I'm going
to
wear it because I want to wear it. Yeah. Because I don't know you. I mean, so. But you say that, but you still got a plastic screen in front of you.
Right.
Like, for your protection.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, all right, cool, whatever, dude. So it's just, I know certain places don't really follow enforce those rules.
Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize it until someone that they're close to die from it.
Not even that, though. I mean, I agree with that. That should be your
when it shake up people, when it's someone that close to them die from it. Or get sick from it. That's when they wake up, oh, this is something serious.
But you know, I heard, so there was a kid who, when we first shut down, who grandparent died from it, died from COVID. And then his response was, well, they were at risk. I said, that's not an okay to die.
Right.
If you didn't die from a natural understanding, then that's not okay to die. So I thought it was, he was just grieving and that was his excuse. But I said, no. You can't make it sound that way because if it wasn't for COVID, they would still be here.
Right.
That's just like you getting shot in a drive-by. Yeah. Oh, they were standing there in the group.
Exactly.
Of other people.
They were standing in front of the bullet. No. It shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Right.
And so we just recently lost our commissioner here.
Coach Holmes.
Yeah. Rest in peace, coach.
And everyone that said, and it's just, everyone that says, oh, well, he had pre-existing conditions. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares? That's like the last thing you think of. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same.
They're
like,
trying to make excuses.
Exactly.
But
it makes no sense. It's like, wait a minute. You guys are.
But there's young people who are seemingly healthy that are getting it. Like,
yes.
Right. Their 20s and their 30s.
Right. And the young people are just living reckless because just young people think they're invincible, period.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's just.
Going to parties. Beach parties.
Right.
But what I've had a chance to, like, and I get a lot of, I had a lot of students prior to them having to go back home because of COVID. I had a chance to talk about it and say, look, you are not the person who may die from this, but you are the person who will spread it.
Yes, yes,
so you
yes,
have to look at it yes. as if you are the catalyst of why this is so terrible.
Right. That's
so
good, Calvin.
If you stay home, then you're good to go. If you don't, all right, and then you got to understand that if someone passes away and you may not even have direct knowledge of it, you're still responsible for that.
But right. they're just like their parents. You can't tell exactly. me what to do.
Exactly.
And see, yeah. it's not even the mess. It's not. No, it's nothing. It's just because I'm telling you to stay put.
Exactly.
I'm telling you to cover up. So now there's a fight.
Exactly. And there's an issue now going on with the mayor just canceled all city permitted events mm-hmm. up until October 31st, which is great. But the wedding industry in Savannah is having a huge uproar because now they're saying, well, you tell me I can't have a wedding? No. He ain't saying you can't have a wedding. He's just saying if you do, it ain't permitted. That means the city ain't liable. That's all it means. What are you talking? Like, my wedding was canceled because the mayor canceled it. No, people don't read.
They don't read.
They don't.
Come
they
on,
hear,
Nana.
That's the whole thing. They exactly. do not read.
But they also want to be, they want to have something to complain about.
Combative.
Exactly.
Well, that's just like what I said last week. It's harder to be positive than it is to be negative.
Yeah. And have these people never get a permit anyway. What you talking about?
They renegade it in
exactly.
the squares.
We see it all the time.
All the time.
See it all the time.
All the time. I shoot some of them.
Every Friday when I'm leaving like, out of the bank, somebody
exactly.
getting married at Telfair Square
literally.
Without a cop or anything. They renegade.
Exactly.
I'm going to do that.
That's it. I'm like.
You got a man?
I ain't got no man, Sean.
You just said you had a man out of the state.
Stay on topic.
Oh,
stay
yeah,
on
yeah,
topic.
Yeah,
stay
yeah,
on topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You got a friend?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You got a couple of friends.
What you trying to say to kids? Now y'all trying to add a kid.
Oh, Lord.
I can't have no kids.
And I don't want no more kids.
Them days over.
I think I'm fixed anyway.
You think?
You should know that.
Yeah, because you know what happened. The doctor told me it could be reversed. like stuff start untwisting and growing back. And I was like, what?
I'm so glad I have control over my mouth. I'm so glad.
Today you have control. Today.
We didn't even have good wine. What you talking about untwisting?
The Moscato was good wine.
Twister the game.
So if people don't, the listeners, Nina mixed all of the wines together.
Yeah.
And it's still horrible.
Yeah, it's still horrible.
Oh, my
it
gosh.
It didn't work. Said, it made it a little better.
The way he made it, though.
You was expecting a bang.
Yeah, it was going to be a positive.
You got to know Calvin.
It was not positive.
You got to know Calvin.
I'm going to take home these Pure Brights.
And make a concoction.
You going to bring it next
a
week?
A real concoction.
Do it. Because
we
want to
drink
dog.
It, too. Just bring it to work tomorrow.
Thank you, Tommy.
So now she's happy because she has some Moscato to take home.
Yeah, she happy she got the Moscato.
Nobody don't want no more?
Nah.
Y'all done had enough.
I was just checking on my co-hosts and stuff.
No, I'm good. No, I'm actually going to go home and make a concoction out of this. I think I'm going to do some tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila get you right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You working tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm going. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll pick it up tomorrow. I'll go to work just to pick it up.
Are you not working tomorrow?
I work every day.
You
I
know
work
what I
Monday.
Mean.
You mean going on in the office?
Yeah, in the office.
I think I'll go in the office because UPS is supposed to be dropping off a package, so I need to be in place.
I know Calvin will be there.
Calvin will never come to my office. Hey, girl, or nothing.
I still don't know which one you in. I'm gonna hop in everybody. Like,
is she no, here?
She's not here. She's not here.
I love your shirt. You're killing me, Smalls.
Killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, all the time.
I'm gonna make a COVID edition of this shirt. Pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm going to put a mask on them.
You make shirts yourself?
No.
I could design it. I can't make shirts, but I can make the graphic. Okay. I can submit it to the right person.
Lori said. Okay.
So our...
Don't forget to spell, baby. Get it right this time.
I'm not going to spell anything.
Or whatever you do at the end.
I was just going to say that our favorite was the Poggio.
Yeah.
Which we had before. And I think when we had before, it wasn't our favorite.
It wasn't our favorite.
The Stella Rosa was our favorite. Moscato. Stella Rosa
is good.
It's
just, you can't get, you're not going to get lifted off of it.
No,
but,
it's good. I don't think any of these wines we got lifted
no.
off of.
No.
I'm pretty sure you were here for that one.
This one?
No. She wasn't here.
Okay.
That was Robin. And so our second one was Chardonnay. I think Chardonnay was a favorite. Calvin, you agree on that?
agree.
Down. Next down. I'm sorry.
And then Pinot Grigio.
You agree you messy?
Yes. And then the last one
I love
was
it ain't working, Nina. It ain't
Sauvignon
working.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
Was our last, which is usually Shaniqua's favorite, but on but this
no,
podcast, it actually
honey,
wasn't last.
They messed up my Sauvignon.
Mixing all four of them just made it just a little better, not
little
that.
Bit. It was a little bit.
Can I just say, in order to get less calories of your wine, just drink less. Don't mess it up.
Because I think that's how that Fit Vine is as well. Yeah. Because I tried it. They had a tasting at World Market one Saturday, and I tried it.
What
and
is
I was
that
just
other
like,
one
ugh, why?
The housewife that's supposed to be calories. The
what
one,
housewife?
She's not on anymore. New York. The really thin one. Oh, God.
Which one?
She had like
oh,
a.
Oh, Bethany?
Yeah, what's her line?
Skinny Girl. None of her stuff is good. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
girl,
sorry.
Girl, I almost.
None of her. I've had that skinny margarita and all that kind of stuff. None of her stuff is good to me.
Is it pre-batched?
Yes, it is pre-batched.
Oh, okay.
You gotta
make that stuff from scratch. But that's just like, that's my opinion. None of her stuff is really that good to me. My opinion. Mm-hmm. I had the Skinny Girl margarita. I mean,
you tried.
If you,
huh?
I tried it. I'm not down. I like Raspado. I'm not a big Blanco tequila drinker.
Uh-huh.
So I like Raspado. And, you know, we did the tequila Raspado tasting when we went to Mexico. And
the
I think
food was excellent.
The food
I mean, the liquor
excellent
was good, too.
Yeah.
But the food was better.
Yeah,
our favorite, our favorite one was a Raspado. Añejo, which is aged a little longer, was a little too, it was too much for me.
And it was awesome.
Okay, but I just got one. Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Okay.
Shaniqua, you remember all this stuff, all the different names, like this one over here?
Not all. Are you talking about when we went on our trip?
Right.
No.
Okay.
Do you remember the lady from Chicago? The six-figure? The six-figure woman?
Six-figure. I had to be careful.
You remember her? You remember her?
Slightly.
Don't do Carnival.
Girl, what
that
line
lady
was
that? A trip though. That
we
she
had
was
some time.
Funny.
And what line was that when the kids were running?
Oh,
that was aimlessly.
That was you. That was
that
Carnival.
Was you.
Well, you. She got out of. She opened the door. They just made an announcement. Hey,
no. We just came from
from the life thing. The
right.
The safety training.
The safety training.
Yeah.
And they made an announcement. Hey, maintain your children.
And
this one over here.
Open
the door and yells. Did you just hear? They say, stop running down the hall. You remember that?
Because Matthew and Sarah is running. I probably did. If you don't slow your ass down, did you just hear the people say?
That's what she said.
Stupid. That was the worst trip because it was so many kids.
It was Carnival. What did you expect?
Never again.
It was a last minute.
So what was the cruise that, which, I guess the non-kid cruise, which one did you go on that was more just adult friendly?
Holland America as well as Norwegian.
Yeah, but people don't, when we say Holland America,
they think of old people.
They think of old people and they can't believe that young people want to go on Holland America.
But we had
it was the bomb.
Wouldn't it be nice to do a podcast on
from
a cruise?
Yes.
Calvin.
Yeah. It would be impossible. I had to get all this equipment.
Yeah,
on there.
That's the thing.
You
I
can't
was thinking.
Get it on there?
I would just have to bring mini recorders.
I think that he could do something. Yeah. I think he can.
Yeah, I think he can. We're going to make that happen in 2022. We're going to make that happen in 2022.
Ooh, child.
Yeah, you got to get. I need like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah,
to get
that's what we're going to do.
Why do you need that? You've never been on a cruise?
Yeah, I've been on a cruise, but I ain't going
over
right
all
now.
This stuff.
Oh, no.
It's already a Petri dish. Now I won't get on it anyway.
We say 2022. So.
Y'all think we're going to be ready in 2022? Y'all think we're going to be...
Yeah, we're going to be ready.
Let me show you
I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about what's going on
country.
In the world.
Let me give you a scary understanding of what's going on. So, of course, America knows that we are just the worst when told to do something.
The worst.
So, for tourism, our numbers for next year, our numbers are based on if there is a 50% rate of COVID.
Okay.
You know how bad that is? So we're not even trying to get rid of it.
What?
We're just saying if it's at 50% of what it is now, then we'll be okay.
That's sad.
That's
the optimism.
A terrible way of looking at things.
The optimism.
Horrible. I'm like, I'm like him. You need to shut it down.
For two good weeks.
You need to shut it down, like strict shutdown.
Because it's kind of hard for us in Chatham County to shut down since a lot of our industry
can come in here and just do
is tourism. Yeah. So it's really hard to be like, okay, cool. And I told you, I know people. I don't know people. But I know of people from the COVID tracking that people have been here that have had it that are not from here.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's like.
Especially if you work downtown.
Yeah, you can't. You
which
can't.
We all work downtown.
We all work downtown, exactly.
Not yeah.
Well, that's God why bless I don't you. Be going in the office.
I'm going to your job tomorrow. I'm gonna set my studio up in your office tomorrow.
One of the safest places to be, huh?
Right now.
Well, yeah.
They keep it clean.
Yeah.
So, next
Where
week.
Where we at, Nan?
So we said the Moscato.
Okay.
Then we said the Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, and Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, that's
we
the kept, lineup for
we keep
everybody.
Getting off track.
Yeah, we back.
Okay, so we back on track. So next week, we're going to do sake?
Yes, sake! Mm-hmm. Yes.
So are we going to have a visitor, Calvin?
Sake wasn't that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be muffin.
Yeah.
That was supposed sake. To be. But
I thought you was going to have the financial.
I thought that was after that.
Yeah, he was supposed to come after muffin.
Okay, we're going to do sake next week.
We're doing sake. With a guest or no guest, we're doing
sake. Well, I thought Everett did say he wanted to come back for sake, so I don't know.
We can invite Everett back.
Well, I'll reach out to Everett. Well,
how are you going
to
get all these people?
I know.
Nina, check with Muffin, right? Like you was originally supposed to do and let us know.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't work out, then we'll reach out
just
to Everett.
Just be us. Yeah,
yeah.
Just be the four of us.
Sake. Well, we know we're going to see Everett and...
At Jig.
On
at
Friday,
and
Friday.
Who else?
Muffin.
And who else? That's it? Muffin coming to Jig's?
Yeah, Muffin.
Yes, Muffin.
That's next Friday, right, Nina?
September the 4th, we're going to do...
Labor Day weekend.
You checked out everything?
Is everything cool with you?
You checked out everything?
I ain't got nothing to do.
Okay.
I thought you were supposed to...
Oh, you don't have anything to do?
You ain't got to check out the space? Because there's a space that we like in there.
Well, as long as you got the room, I mean, I'm not going to...
Y'all think we can get that room?
He's going to put us in the front room.
Oh, okay.
Where the round table is.
Yeah, so
they do know we're not going to go loud. Like, we're not... We're still recording internal.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So, September the 4th, we're going to go to Jig's Cigar Bar here
what day
in
is
Savannah.
That? Friday?
It's a Friday.
Okay.
September the 4th, we're going to do a special podcast.
What
we're going
to
match. That's also going to be the Brown Bag Challenge.
Okay.
So, Kim is going to pick out the cigars that would go well with, not cigars, the wines that
and
go.
The cigars, yeah.
Yeah, that go well with the cigars. So it's a brown bag challenge. So we're going to see what we know about wines.
Maybe bring a change of clothes.
That's awesome. So we're doing cigars and wine.
And wine. Brown bag challenge.
That's awesome.
Bring your A game. And everybody
who. Smoke cigars?
Everybody who.
I smoke pot.
Listens.
Oh, Lord.
Everyone who listens, you are welcome to come to Jig's and be a part of our podcast.
Okay.
Y'all going to be a part of the podcast. Sake is next
Sake!
Week. I don't know. Maybe we should get some sushi from the vault.
Okay.
It's right down the street.
It's right down the street. We get some sushi from the vault to go with the sake.
Let's everybody put something in. Yeah,
y'all all can put something in.
Yeah, let's do that.
Y'all all can put something in.
See, assassin with it.
Girl, you just have to overlook her.
You don't even
her.
Know. She like,
no, I know. You just have to not give it attention. You can't always give it attention. You just got to be like,
and we
okay,
get into
keep it moving.
Yeah, and we get into fall wine. So let's
what kind of wine?
Fall wine.
Okay, okay.
Some Bordeaux. Let's do some Bordeaux coming up. Maybe some ports.
Yeah,
you know, ports are different. My daddy used to drink ports.
Your daddy used to make it.
I was going to say, what's the recipe? That's it. That's where I'm at.
And when I think of ports, I just think of very heavy wines. But maybe we should do like one more lighter wine before fall comes, you know?
Okay, we can do
actually,
that.
Because it doesn't get cold in Savannah until January.
I'm going to say
it'll
ever.
Be the end of January. But like, all right, cool. We got that one cold snap. On Halloween.
Ooh, challenge. We going to get snow. Don't play.
Oh, we did get snow a couple of times.
Yeah.
I didn't believe him until
we'd
I saw
we'd be anxious
it.
To wear a jacket. Be like, yeah. Oh, it's 67.
Girl, yeah. It is
it's cold.
75 degrees. Why do you have those Uggs on?
I know, right?
I know.
So,
I say the same thing. I'm like,
it's fashion. I know at your this feet point are in sweating. Time, it's fashion. It's
was
fashion.
It 2 years ago? I wore shorts. 3 years ago, when that year it snowed, uh-huh. I wore shorts every day up until
because it was hot. It was hot until it snowed. Exactly.
I didn't
remember
believe
that.
It was going to snow.
Yeah, we all was like,
I said,
shocked.
Okay, if y'all want to give me a day out of school, I'm good.
We had a week.
Yeah, Odie was had happy. 2 weeks.
Odie was
I
happy.
I think we were out 2 weeks.
Yeah, Odie loved weeks, that. Yeah. He probably felt like he was back in Germany again. He loved it.
Odie from Germany?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a Rottweiler, but he was shipped over here from Germany.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know
he's
that.
Authentic.
He's authentic.
He bad.
He's a bad.
Shut your mouth.
That's my baby dog.
Kim's awesome.
He's a bad
dog. You just have one dog right now, right?
And that's all I need right now.
Okay.
Oh, I did have a dream about you and the dogs. I had a dream that you had a little Odie.
A puppy?
Yeah, he was a walk.
Oh, we got a little Odie coming. Oh, okay. I had a dream that somebody that liked me was at a homosexual bar. What does that mean?
That means that he's gay. Likes
like on the down low or so?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Really? Are you dating anyone?
I don't
now?
Like him.
Oh, so you was dreaming about somebody that you knew.
Yeah, that likes me.
You know he likes you?
Yes.
Okay, we talk on off air. Off okay. air. Who this person is.
Listen.
He likes skinny. You know
could
I don't
it,
like
could it be an insecurity of your own?
You scared of marrying a gay man?
Have
I
you
think
married
everyone
him?
Would be.
I was about to say, aren't
like,
you? What did I miss? I'm scared to answer that question because I'm like, oh, hell
like, wait
yeah.
A minute.
Is it don't a trick answer. Question?
Don't you marry no gay man.
Lori said, are you
know?
Scared to marry a
how
gay
would
man?
You know? How do you know?
You don't know these
you
days.
You don't know these days. I just want a man.
Wait a minute.
No,
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 no, no, no, no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
clear that
wait,
up.
No, no,
I, Jesus, she take it back. Jesus, we going to snatch that back.
Yeah, we taking that back, Jesus.
Okay, correction.
It's already out there.
No, she can snatch it back.
No, I can snatch
she
it back.
She can snatch it back.
I just want a man who's going to respect me and love me.
Okay, that sounds better. And who is and honest.
Who's honest and who going to give me some compassion.
But as of right now, she want a man to knock the cobwebs out.
You're so special.
As of right now.
As of right now, she right though. As of right now, she right. Okay. So, as of right now, she is on point.
As of right now, we're going to church next Sunday. That's what we're doing.
Y'all need to go to church today.
We're going to touch. We're going to put hands on all of your forehead.
Lord. Ooh. I
hands
need
with
him.
Gloves on, of
I
course.
I need him right now, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus got a sense
Jesus,
of humor. He laughing with us.
Jesus, take the wheel.
All right. Where we at, y'all?
Where we at, Calvin?
Is it time?
I was wondering why you was holding onto that mic so much.
Did you tell us where to find us? Nana, did you tell him where to find us?
Speak into the mic.
Where to find us?
Ladies, ladies.
We are Two Chicks Whining. You can find us on twochickswhining@gmail.com.
.com.
As well as Instagram, Two Chicks Whining, T-W-O, Chicks Whining, and Facebook.
Number two.
Two Chicks Whining. If you have any questions or you want us to spotlight a wine that we haven't tried, hit us up on our
talk
Gmail.
Back to us.
Talk back. We do answer you when you message us. We answer you. We want to give out all the love to our new followers on Instagram.
Yes, we almost at 500.
We're almost at 500 people. Can you believe that?
Organically speaking.
Organically speaking. We love everyone. We love the likes. We want to thank those poor choices. Queer Wino, cheap guy, cheap wine guy.
Hit me up. I keep trying to tell you to hit me up, but you won't hit me up. What's up? You got a girl or something?
Sip and wit.
Wait a minute.
Sip and wit.
Wait a minute.
He does have a girlfriend.
Y'all just sign out.
He has a girlfriend.
Going too far.
He does have a girlfriend.
Yeah, because
my bad sis, I don't want nobody that got a woman already.
He's in Canada anyway.
Well, I can live.
She just said that her man don't live in town. So.
I told you, cheap guy. We are two chicks.
This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host the TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You thinking he can give you wealth, but...